All right, got no. I'm gonna start with all right, guys. That's unprofessional. Welcome back to another new episode of the Lay It Out Podcast.
Woo!
Episode number two. We've got a new special guest with us today, Dr. Disrespect.
How you doing, buddy? How you doing, Champions Club? What's up, Dr. Disrespect here. I'm here to disrespect this entire podcast. What you got for me, man?
It's not actually Dr. Disrespect. If you can't tell, it's just Trevor.
I know, so I'm buff.
Don't get all excited. It's nothing to clap about. It's just Trevor.
I mean, listen, if nobody else is going to clap it up, I'm going to clap it up. I promise you that much. I promise you.
I don't know about that. My hands are sore.
Why's your hands sore?
Can't say.
You can't say you was over here having a little fun, like little extra fun at night. Old lady hasn't been coming over or what?
Hey, I didn't say that. You're going to get me in some hot water now. I didn't say nothing. No, I was at the gym. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, you did just kind of come from the gym. He had to borrow some of my protein. He said it's tasted sour to him. It tasted old.
Yeah, it tastes like sour milk. I don't see how you – did you go to the gym the other night?
No, like I said, I have not went to – it's ever since coming back from the
– I can't tell if you're looking at me.
Bachelor, I am. I'm looking directly at you. Ever since coming back from the bachelor party, dude, I have not gone to the gym yet, and that's – I need to get back into it, but I'm just so lazy, man, so lazy.
Speaking of the bachelor trip, how would you rate it, 1 to 10?
Man, I'd say 1 out of 10, I would give it an 8.5. Only reason I don't give it a 9 is because we didn't start a campfire.
Fair.
And the only reason why I don't give it a 10 is because we didn't get to do the horse thing imagings with the horse costumes.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, we were I'm getting married in May, and I had
congratulations.
Had a bachelor trip planned in Oklahoma, and it's in this big fancy cabin. We had all this stuff planned. I bought 3 horse costumes. You know the horse costumes that you have 2 people get in. We were going to make some videos of, like, drowning horses, like, get in the pond. I was going to make a whole video saying, man, all these horses are here and they're drowning. And I was just going to have them out there mooing and stuff, screaming for help. And we just were too tired.
Yeah, man. By the time we got around to the actual horse costumes, it was already Sunday, and we had to literally be out of the cabin by an hour. We had, like, an hour to clean up.
I don't know, man. After doing, like, we went to the petting zoo and stuff. We got to pet deer. My feet were just swollen. I didn't want to do nothing.
I got a video of me petting one of the deers. I'll add it into the podcast the way they can see it. But, I mean, dude, what was your favorite thing about the petting zoo? Because mine, I'd have to say, is that little cat, Tiny. They had this little.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm, his name was Tiny. It was a cat that they said was raised with porcupines. And, dude, if you would pick it up, it would do everything in its power just to, like, nuzzle into your beard. Like, it would just try. It wanted to jump on your shoulder. It was literally the coolest cat I've ever seen in my life.
I think my favorite part was the chickens.
Which one? Which one?
CeCe.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Tell everybody why CeCe was your favorite.
As soon as we walked in, there was this little black chicken, and his name was CeCe. You could sit there and pet its neck. It would start purring and, like, cooing, but you could just pick it up, hold it, hug it. But even all the other roosters and stuff would just let you pick them up. I've never seen a chicken.
Well, see, I've seen a chicken.
I stopped there. I've never seen a chicken let people touch them.
I was going to say, I've seen plenty of chickens. My mom, my mom owns like at least 50 chickens. But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised those chickens don't fly over the fence, just get out of there. I guess they might clip the wings or something.
Do you see the little alligator they had?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a chicken on the edge of its fence. I said, what if that chicken jumps in?
I mean,
CeCe better not jump in there.
CeCe, I mean, you should have adopted CeCe. It was probably for sale.
I ain't bringing the nasty chicken home.
I told them because, I mean, a lot of, if y'all, I don't know what the petting zoo was called. It's in Oklahoma. Nice one, dude. Now, slam. It was in.
Oh, that smells like the bachelor trip.
Oh, dude. Okay, listen. Okay. Now that you brought this up, I wasn't going to bring it up. Let's talk about that. The bachelor party, I from an 8.5, I'm dropping it down to an 8.25 now.
No, that brings it up.
But, okay, well, however, it depends on what side of the spectrum you're sitting on. But, dude, that one right there, it was every single second somebody was farting, letting out that butt.
That somebody was me.
The thing is, we went and ate Chinese food. We all went and ate Chinese food, so I think that's right of what had everybody stinking. But then your brother Hunter showed up like at like 5 p.m. No, he showed up at the petting zoo like 4 p.m. something like that. And he didn't eat Chinese food with us. And his fart stunk the most out of
gross.
Everybody's. That is true.
People kept walking by saying, who's smoking weed? And I said, nobody. That's my ass. That's not that gas. That's that ass.
See, did you, on your way back home from Oklahoma, did you see that skunk death road?
What?
Dude, on my way back from Oklahoma, there was a road where I swear within like 2 miles, I saw seven dead skunks on a road. Dude, they were everywhere. Me and Devin were talking about it the whole time.
I don't think I saw a single skunk.
Because we saw the albino skunk at that petting zoo. And like I said, we saw all those goddamn roadkill, man. Looked like somebody was playing Mario Kart out there.
Well, it's weird to see skunks. I feel like I never see skunks. I just see like possums.
Yeah, did you oh, there were skunks, trust me. You smelled them whenever you passed by. You smelled them.
You're just following behind me.
Yeah. I actually did have Brian. Brian followed behind us the entire time.
Really?
Like the entire trip from Oklahoma. Arkansas. Oklahoma, yeah, that's the name of the place.
Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma all the way to where, like Shreveport, I think this might have been where it is. He followed us the entire time. So I was happy because if the cop would have pulled us over, I had somebody in front of me. There was like a Ford F-150. Actually, it was a Raptor. That ain't no regular F-150. That's a Raptor.
Yeah.
And I was following behind him the whole time. And I had Brian following behind me. So if somebody was getting pulled over, it was a person in front of me or behind me.
Were
I was
speeding?
Chilling. Huh?
Were you speeding?
Oh, I mean, in the 75 zones, I was going at least 86. You know what I mean? In the 70 zone, I was going at least 79. I just now got my license back, so I'm not trying to.
How'd you get your license taken?
It didn't get taken, but it was. I'm not a criminal.
Put him in jail.
It got expired, man.
Chair.
I just turned. I just. I just had my birthday, January that just passed. And my license expired on my birthday, so I had to get it redone.
It expires at 30? Huh? Does mine expire? I think mine expires next year, though.
Well, I mean, so the way it is, whenever I went and got my license, you get 6 years every single time you renew it.
Uh-huh.
And last time I renewed it was on my birthday. So it's going to renew again 6 years on my birthday 6 years from now.
I thought it was like an age thing.
Oh, well, I don't think so. No.
I told you I just got my passport.
Passport? Yeah, you did. Yeah. Well, you told me you needed your passport. You didn't tell me if you got it yet or not.
Well, when I went on that alligator hunting show, they were like, "Man, you need to come bear hunting with us." And if they hear this, I'm not sitting there saying that's what's going to happen. I'm just better safe than sorry.
Speaking into existence.
Yeah, but I know it's in Canada, so I was like, "Well, if I get an invite to something, I don't want to sit there and be like, oh, I got to miss out,
dude."
But,
my bad. Keep going.
No, I was.
I was gonna say, what are you gonna do if you get up there to hunt a bear and they want you to hunt it with your bare hands? Then what?
Kill it, kick its ass.
Well, okay, but in all reality,
pull its tongue out.
In reality, they'll obviously, like, if a gun jams or something, they'll have backup guns, backup people there. But if all else was to fail, you can't climb a tree to run from a bear.
Yeah,
you can't outrun a bear. What's your plan to get away from a bear?
Probably. Pull out some mischievous moves.
Okay,
when charging at me, I go, "Look over there."
Okay, you trick it. Hope it knows English.
When the bear turns around, I was like, "What?" I'll get behind its neck and start choking it out, kill it.
See, I thought you made him with the honey route, like Winnie the Pooh or something like that. But I see.
Punching the balls. You know what I was watching all day today?
What?
Shark encounters.
Shark
in the water?
Oh, heck no, I can't stand the water.
Well, there are videos of, because my mindset's like, if I'm ever in the ocean, I got to know how to, I was going to say fuck up a shark. I got to know how to kick a shark's ass. But I was watching spear fishermen in the water, and they just jammed the spear in these big sharks' mouths, and these two sharks kept messing with them. He just got a little screwdriver and was stabbing them in the head.
Jesus.
They just swam off.
I mean, I guess survival instincts kick in, and if you, it wouldn't be a bad idea to be in, like, not entertained, to be educated on how to defend yourself and something like that if something was to go wrong. Because,
well, I mean, I think I told you, you know, you met Evan, that's who I go camping with. We when I started, I was doing those YouTube vlogs, and I still do them, but I just kind of was getting stale. You know, I said, it's just the same spot, same camp.
How often can you keep going to the same camping spot?
He said, we need to do something exciting. And I think I told you, we said, we need to go to like Florida and get into like a shark cage, like snorkel with the sharks in a cage, like they're around us. And I said, you know what? Need to know how to kill one if it gets in the cage.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot
crack
of
its neck.
Okay, there's no way you're strong enough to shark.
I've been working out.
But you're literally working out at, you're not working out at like no Gold's Gym. You know what I mean? Like we're not out there. Are you doing steroids?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, then you can't crack a freaking shark's neck. There's no way.
Then I'll do steroids right before.
Okay, okay. I was about to say, if...
What are you working out so hard for? Kill sharks.
Yeah, they just... I don't know exactly where you live. You don't live in the lost city of Atlantis.
Yeah,
sharks isn't the main problem.
I don't hunt things anymore. I kill things.
So you say you was walking to shark stuff today. What did I watch today? Today, I've just been watching
porn.
Gamble streams. I ain't going to lie to you. Just
wow.
It's just something I don't have to pay attention to. It's just like I can put it on my second monitor and I can just hear flat. I just hear the sounds and flashing lights and everything.
You should just go to a casino and hang out.
Because then I got to spend money and I don't want to spend money.
You're watching.
Oh, yes, I do.
Sit in a chair and just watch old people just like, oh.
I'm not a people watcher, though, man. I like being in public.
That's what you do on a stream. You're just sitting there watching somebody like
this.
Yeah,
but they can't see me. They can't see me watch them.
You like people knowing you exist?
Yeah, pretty much.
You stream.
Yeah, but I'm behind a screen. You know what I mean? I can turn off the stream.
That's the same with my videos.
You know what's crazy? Whenever I stream, so like if I'm playing Fortnite, Call of Duty, whatever I'm playing, if you eliminate people, it shows you if they're spectating you.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I can have 500 people watching me on Twitch and everything, 500 people, and it feels like nothing to me. It feels like, you know, they're just right there with me. But if I have four people spectate me on Fortnite, it feels like I get more pressure off those four people that I eliminated rather than the... Yeah,
well, you know why they're watching you. They're like, they're pissed off.
And yeah.
They want to see you die.
Yeah.
And when you die, they're like, ha-ha, you died.
and I want to prove them... Not prove them wrong, but I want to win just so it's like... Just so they're like, okay, well, we lost to the guy that won.
Yeah.
One of those kind of situations.
Yeah. But, I was going to tell you about the alligator hunt. I don't think I told you all about that.
No, you didn't.
So, flew to Florida and met a friend of mine named Blaine. He's got a show called The Bear Whisperer.
Yeah.
Pretty much just hunt alligator. I'd never been to Florida. I flew into Fort Myers. Florida was just like another country.
Really?
It's just got nothing but palm trees around. And there was a field of deer. As soon as you pull out the airport, just 12 deer out in the...
Jesus.
Yeah, I felt like it was
in the wild, like a safari.
Jurassic Park.
So it didn't feel like kind of safari-ish?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was like canals of water right by the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I just seemed like every second I'd see a huge alligator just on the side of the road. But got there. I had a cabin to myself, small cabin. I just kind of sat in there and watched South Park.
Yeah,
that's
a go-to. That's a comfort show. It's a go-to, man.
I had other people there filming for another TV show. They were like, "Were you just watching kid cartoons in there?" I said, "No,
I wasn't. It was just on the TV. I didn't even know that it was on there."
South Park was the one cartoon mom would never let me watch. She'd hear them saying all kinds of stuff and say, "No, get that trash off."
My dad was that way. My dad didn't like me watching that kind of stuff. I remember my dad, the movie Superbad. Do you remember that movie Superbad?
Yeah.
And like one of the opening credits, one of the opening scenes, they're in a grocery store getting a Red Bull and all that kind of stuff. Well, it shows, I think it was McLovin. He grabs a magazine, opens it up, boom, boobs. Like, I mean, a perfect set, literally. I mean, perfect. And I'm sitting there like this. I'm just,
my dad
walks in. My dad just, what in the hell? Turn this off.
Just going to yes. Oh, Dad,
I was like, Dad, can you believe what's on the television right now?
You're 17.
Seriously.
Dad, what are those?
Yeah. Seriously, you gotta explain to me what's going on in the television.
I've never seen something like that.
And so, like, yeah, my dad, stuff like that. And then, like, I remember Harry Potter. We weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter growing up because
of demons,
witchcraft and wizardry and all that kind of stuff.
Our dad's side of the family was, they've always been so gung-ho on demon and mm-hmm. stuff. I remember in elementary, I got like a rubber skeleton toy and I loved it. I don't know why. I just liked it.
It's a skeleton
toy. And after our Halloween party at school, our dad came and picked us up. And I didn't know where my skeleton went. And I looked in the trash can and he ripped it in half, threw it in there because it was demonic. And I was just like...
When you say ripped it in half, a toy, was it like a paper mache, like a paper thing?
You could probably find it for like a dollar at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Little gift thing. Like,
and he said, that's Halloween, that's witchcraft.
He just took it wherever it was and threw it mm-hmm. away. Ripped it in half.
And see,
messed up.
It was weird. It was weird because, like, yeah, I mean, we weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter's or like Lord of the Rings or nothing like that. But I could sit there and play Pokemon on my Game Boy.
Yeah.
But I don't they didn't really know what video games was, and they couldn't. It's a tiny bitty screen. They didn't know what was going on.
Tetris. Old people don't know the difference.
You know what's crazy? My grandpa, he's been bored. He's like, well, come over here, take me somewhere to eat. I'll take him somewhere to eat. I'm trying to get him a, told me I was going to get him a PlayStation or Xbox or something for him to just play on. He was like, no. He said, I got an old Xbox 360. I got a long time ago. I hated it. I told him, I said, I can get you one with like a bunch of games like Tetris and all that. Pac-Man. He just, what the hell is Tetris? So like, I'm like, dude, if my grandpa doesn't know what Tetris is, it's a lost cause. Yeah. He's just not going to get any video games.
But anyways, it started left off on South Park.
Yeah, you said they were you watching video or cartoons?
Yeah, but I didn't know how it goes. I'm also on another deer hunting show coming out. I don't know when, sometime. Look out for it. Deer and Deer Hunting TV. But like that deer camp, you got to wake up at 4, go sit out in the freezing cold. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect here, but I mean, I was like, oh, we got to be up at the butt crack of dawn. He's like, no, sleep in.
Really?
Yeah, I slept till we didn't get out there and look for gators until 11.
Wait, so with alligators, they're not going to smell you from a mile away, so you don't have to descent. You ain't got to do nothing like that.
Alligators don't really, I mean, they have a good sense of smell, but alligators have so many sensory, I guess, what do you call them?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, people, like, they can, like, they'll mess with the alligator, like touch his nose, won't do nothing. But like if you barely tap on the side, it'll attack.
But they
stuff
can
like that.
Feel the ground vibrations from a mile away.
Oh really?
I know a guy. He sells I use his deer piss.
Yeah.
His deer urines for hunting.
Yeah, the descents and stuff.
But he's gone to Africa and like killed so many animals with a crossbow, and he killed a crocodile.
Jesus.
And he said how they snuck up on it. The guides would have sticks so that it. Your vibrations now seem like a gazelle or something.
Oh, okay. It's
too solid.
Yeah, too, like small, like thin.
Yeah, it's different. I think they're like, okay, we know that's probably danger. But that's what he was saying. Pretty much. But the alligators there were kind of used to people. They really didn't run away unless you kind of just started causing a commotion.
I mean, dude, they probably eaten, dude, an alligator over there, they probably eaten 30 golf balls that week. Like, it's just so many people that they probably run into.
I asked him, I said, what are they eating here? He was just like, each other. Said, oh, okay.
I believe that. I saw a video of like this, it was like 10 alligators in this little thing, and somebody, the zookeeper, whatever, threw a piece of chicken. And, like, the alligator went and like bit on to another alligator's leg death row just took his leg off. I just, what?
And that other one just acting like nothing happened.
He looked at him and then just, looked away.
My arm's itching. But, I mean, I didn't know what to expect, man. I ain't ever alligator hunted. But, I mean, pretty much we'd get in the ATVs at 11, ride around in the swamp, look for gators that we wanted, and we had these poles with heavy treble hooks.
Yeah.
When you saw the gator you wanted, you throw it in there, snag them.
Oh, damn.
When we found mine, snagged it, and I sucked on the episode. I ain't the one throwing the thing. When I throw it, I tangle up and shit. I suck.
How many tries did you try throwing it?
Couple. I just sucked at throwing them.
They pretty much like, was like, we got this or something?
Yeah, the guy at the outfitter place, he's just...
I mean, it's probably safer to do it that way because they're probably more...
Well, I mean, if I do it, I'm going to sit there and lose a lot of hooks. Why waste all their stuff? But I think their hooks cost like $30 a pop.
Oh, damn. So if you lose one of those, then you're out of a motel fee.
Yeah, that's like gas money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's expensive.
But, I mean, when we hooked mine, he gave me the pole. I had to reel it in. And I was reeling. I could see the line going in the water. But I'd see bubbles way out here. I said... How big is this gator? Yeah. You had to kind of pull up, reel down, pull up. You had to keep your rod bent.
Yeah.
But he said, it was probably like 8 feet or something. I said,
my gosh.
I said, I don't know about that. But when we got him up there, we got a second hook in him. Yeah. We got him up to the bank, and you know, like that alligator that ate the other one's leg off? It does a death roll. That's what they do to tear like chunks of meat off.
Uh-huh.
He started death rolling, and he broke both of our lines. So we had to like follow the bubbles in the water and re-snag him. But once we re-snagged him, got him up, and had a...
Yeah, to take care of them.
You have a, they have a soft, like a softer spot in the back of their head.
Yeah.
That you have to hit. And I had to shoot.
Is it like I don't think the word is humane, but like it's like a one shot.
Yeah,
gets rid of it, takes it out immediately.
Well, alligators are also tough. Here's the weird thing: after I shot it, they wanted me to shoot it a second just to make sure. I think when I shot him, it stoned him. He was out.
Are alligators, are they an invasive species?
No, they. I mean, alligators just really don't have. They can be nuisance because they don't. Yeah. They don't really have. Many they don't have predators besides.
I just saw a video of a dude. I guess it was in Florida. He caught an alligator with a trash can. Like there was an alligator. Yeah, he just put a trash can on the ground, scooted it. Yeah, heck yeah. I gotta find that. Put that on this podcast as well. But yeah, I've been seeing so many alligator TikToks. What's going on?
Alligators are my biggest fear though. But after we shot it, they said, "All right, like get by that water." And there's tons of alligators in this water.
Yeah, still in there.
Yeah, and I had to try to drag it up. And it was not 8 foot. He was 10 foot one.
10 foot. Oh, snap. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the Lake Placid alligator from I don't know if you remember that old movie. That thing was...
True story.
Was Lake Placid a real story?
Nope.
Oh. I was like, that was... What, like a 17-footer? I mean, that was a big one.
Made him way bigger.
That was an old
Dinosuchus.
Dinosuchus. Well, speaking of reptiles, man, I was Snapchatting this girl that I met off of Tinder one time not so long ago, and she has a couple reptiles, snakes and all that. She has a tortoise.
Don't date her.
Huh?
Don't date her.
Oh, I'm not going to.
Her house is
going
to stay.
I'm not going to. But she has a couple reptiles, snakes, and she has a tortoise. And she told me, she said she was taking her pet tortoise out for a walk. Oh. And I was just thinking, how ridiculous would I look walking a pet tortoise?
Baby, would you take my turtle out and walk it?
I'm like, dude, I don't have 30 minutes for it to go outside and come back in. It's just, it moves way too slow.
You dodged a bullet with that one, I think. No offense to turtle lovers.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it. I mean, turtles are cool. But
did you accidentally cut your mic off?
I did it because I coughed. I didn't want to cough in the mic like that. Yeah,
we need buttons or something.
Huh?
We need buttons or something. We ain't that official, yeah.
I would say, we'll get there, though. Ain't no doubt about it.
This is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. So what about your bachelor party, what was your favorite thing about it? What would you rank it?
I thought it was like a solid 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Like I said, only reason I gave it an 8.5 was just because.
The farting.
Well, I didn't even think about the farting. But
you liked it, though. I think y'all liked it.
I mean, I thought it was hilarious the first 2 hours.
I think you liked the smell.
Oh, the smell?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something right now. My nostrils have only ever been invaded twice. And it was one time whenever I tried those workout smelling
sauce.
Yeah. That invaded my nostrils. I would never do that again.
I tried that for the first time. I went hunting in Texas in December. That's also for the – it's going to be on YouTube for Meat Eater's YouTube channel.
Is that the same episode you was talking about? Okay. Check that out as well. What did you say it was called?
It'll be Meat Eater's YouTube channel, I think, or The Element. I don't know which one they're putting it on.
Yeah.
But I got to hunt with J.P. France, the pitcher from the Houston Astros.
Oh, okay. Yeah. J.P. France. Okay.
All he did was give me hell for – using a rifle and not a bow, but
wait, really?
Yeah.
He was joking. Is he? Oh, obviously, yeah. But is he an avid hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he on like a paid hunt, or did like they call him out on a trip like yours was?
They asked me to do their podcast, and after that, they were like, "Do you want to come hunt with us?" I said, "Yeah,
hell yeah."
So
did he do a podcast as well?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I live under a rock, so I don't know nothing. But the smell of salts, yeah, those things are rough.
I mean. So I didn't work out or nothing afterwards. I was over there at Garrett and Jesse's house, and they had some. And I was like, smell it, just see what it's like. It wasn't fresh or anything. Whenever you smelled it, was yours fresh?
Fresh. They popped one for, or they made me pop it.
Oh, so yours is like a single like a popper?
You have to pop the thing with your thumb.
Jesse and them, they had like a bottle, like the unscrew the
How
bottle.
How long ago was that?
Huh?
How long ago was that?
That was
years
before his last. Yeah, it was probably like before. After his AJ Agazon fight with Bellator, but yeah, I'd probably say 2 years ago.
Well, no, I think they'd make them in different kinds.
Okay.
You know the weird thing about the alligator hunt too? I was going to throw in there.
What?
They said stick your finger in his head hole. I was like, why? And you know how reptiles are cold blooded?
Uh huh.
Its blood was like ice cold.
Really?
Yeah. When I put it in the wound, this bullet hole.
Yeah.
It's like ice cold.
So. Is that like a tradition or just feel how cold his blood is?
No, they just all said, hey, put your finger in his head. Mm. I was like, why? They said, just do it.
Just what else? What else?
Not a weenie.
What else do I put in there? Yeah. But Yeah, because I mean, I know a lot of people that like do deer hunting and everything. Whenever they get their first deer, they'll like wipe the blood on their face or something like that. You ever seen?
You know what mine was?
What?
Did I tell you this?
I'm pretty sure, but I don't remember.
I got tricked. When you kill a deer, the tradition is wipe blood up here.
Yeah.
You know, like a Native American style. Mm-hmm. You know? I got lied to and said, oh, yeah, you're supposed to drink it.
No, say, you're lying, dude. No.
And I ain't no.
Yo, who did that to you?
I ain't no poussoir. My cousin and uncle, they did that to me.
Your cousin, which one?
Noah.
Oh, no, of yeah. course it was Noah.
They were like,
course.
We did it, and it got me a little bit. It had a clot in it and everything, and I said.
Dude, that can't be healthy.
I get these little growth spurts right now.
Let me find out your nose about to start glowing. You're about to have to freaking Santa's sleigh at night.
Yeah. But I drank and started gagging. They said, we never did that. And I was like, I figured you didn't.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't prove it.
So. Yeah, it's one of those things. I was watching a podcast like Bobby Lee. Uh-huh. And he was saying how he got, this reminds me of that. He was saying how they swam to like a school of jellyfish. And wow. You know. Just on accident, like they're swimming on the beach or like in the beach, and it was a school of jellyfish. They're like translucent in the water, so you can't see them.
Yeah,
and they're saying whenever you get stung by jellyfish, you're supposed to like get urine and put it on the jellyfish things. Well, they told him, it was like, oh yeah, buddy, just get a cup full of urine, just it'll take care of it, just like that. And he thought, oh,
drink it.
I just drink the urine.
Oh man.
And he said he didn't want to do it in front of them, so he walked behind. This tree. So he went behind a tree and drank it. And he said he came back out. He just walking back up. And he said he walked back up and he saw they had it in a cup and they were pouring it on the stings. And he just
why that is
something to do.
You keep talking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look it up. Let me see what else. But yeah, it's something to do with some sort of thingamajiggies.
Why does TT?
Oh, did you happen to see the video of Brandon Schaub flipping his truck?
No, I don't keep up with Brandon Schaub.
Oh man. I mean I don't keep up with him either. But you know, I got Twitter and things go viral.
I just like I said, I live under a rock. I don't look at nothing.
It was just a lot of people were dogging him because he started cutting the wheel, slammed on the gas, and then as soon as it started tipping, Kept pushing on the gas, so he just and they all started messing with him because he recorded it, and after that your insurance, you're in fault there.
Oh,
you're not getting that truck back. He's gonna have to pay full cover. Like he's gonna have to pay everything for that.
You're gonna have to get a new truck.
100%.
You know what I found out?
What?
That's Google says peeing on jellyfish sting does not help alleviate pain. Your best bet is to try to carefully pull out stingers. So people out here pissing on them legs for no reason and drinking it sometimes, maybe.
Wait, so it's false?
That's what this says. Is this peeing on a jellyfish sting does not actually work?
We're gonna have to get a doctor on the podcast. We're going to have to ask him this straight up face to face.
This other one says it could neutralize the venom, but the could, I don't think it works. I think people are just stupid.
I mean, it might be one of those old wives' tales, or not old wives' tales, like a at-home remedy type deal. Yeah.
That's like the people that swear. I remember our dad was like, oh, you're sick. Here, son. You think he's going to go get your medicine. He's got a cut-up onion in a jar.
Yeah.
He's like, sleep with this besides you. Help me heal. I don't think this onion is going to help me with a sickness, but I'll try anything.
I would say at this point, you'll try anything. Yeah. I mean, it's what you got to do. It's the only medicine he's bringing you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, you know, if you're sick. Like if you're sitting there sick, you think you need medicine or something like that, your mom bring you some crackers and a Sprite.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how this helps, but I'm here for it. I love Sprite. You know, I'll try it.
Our cousin swore up and down that every time he was sick, the one food that would like help him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it helped him. I think he just made an excuse. Was like a big greasy hamburger.
Really?
I don't know if it helped him. I think it just.
I mean, a lot of people say like if you're hungover. Like get like a big greasy hamburger. Yeah. Something about the grease and the bread. Like the bread. Jamie, pull it up. We need to get, you know what we need to set up? Alexa. We need to set up an Alexa here. That way we can ask her stuff and then she'll repeat it right back to us. I think that'd be a great idea. What do you think?
I'm down.
You down with that?
Try anything once.
I'm down with it too.
Ask me anything and I'll try it once.
Okay.
Ask me something.
Okay, I'll ask you something right now. What do you think about John Cena's OnlyFans?
I can't say yesterday. I can't say I tried. I'll try anything once. Send me the link. I didn't know. The only thing I think about when I see John Cena, have you seen that meme of him standing there in tidy whities, and it's like when your toddler poops.
Oh no, I ain't seen that. Himself. No.
Yeah, it's like, but he's all he looks stubby.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What does he post?
I'm trying to find it right now. Let me see. John Cena OnlyFans. Like I saw a post
real quick. The fatty foods like hamburgers that said it actually makes you feel worse. So everybody's just
We're just following stuff that we've heard from somebody else and just not working.
Yeah, we're supposed to be the smartest species out there and we can't just look up stuff.
So like this right here, this is this one of John Cena's
leaks.
Huh?
You Googling leaks?
No, you just go to Twitter. Anything you type on Twitter, you'll find it easily.
I don't want
to
find it.
Well, here, like, so this
it's
right
just
here.
Invisible.
He's trying to promote his. They got a new show on Amazon coming out called Ricky Stenicki. Okay. And so he opened up at OnlyFans. And, like, he was like.
Yuck.
He was like. He was like, come watch me get cream pied. It was like a video. He'll get hit in the face with, like, a pie canister with whipped cream in it. And it's like he put like this one he put
man,
come check out my newest OnlyFans video, watch me bust this nut. And it's just him doing this.
That's clever,
bro. Yeah, him just getting an actual peanut and just cracking it.
I told Caroline a couple months like a year ago, I said, oh dude, it'd be funny to make an OnlyFans and just have one picture of me with like my shirt off like this and just put thanks for the money.
Yeah.
But she didn't like the idea at all. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to just be able to say I have an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I just, even if it was a joke, but that is such a money scheme.
I think it's a bad move on his part.
Why?
In my opinion.
Get that bread, get that.
I mean, yeah. In most people's stances, yeah, but John Cena, he's like the kids superhero, man. Like when it comes to like WWE, he is the kids superhero. Nobody has done more make a wishes than John Cena has. Like he's literally like he's
you got a phone call?
1 second.
Well, going off that though, I get that. But I mean if a kid's got internet to see where he's posting OnlyFans, like that's weird. But, I mean, I don't think just because you're a WWE star, I mean, he's also an actor. I just don't think he's only supposed to be a kid person, you know?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, man.
Nuts, an old fan, go for it.
Obviously, he shouldn't be stuck to just one category, and he shouldn't be, like you shouldn't be able to tell him what to do, when to do it. But I just feel like it'd be the same as just, like, I'm trying to think of somebody that's not passed away. Because I was going to say like the
Stone
Crocodile
Cold Steve
100.
Austin.
Okay. Well, not Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm trying to think of somebody that's for the kids nowadays. But like Mr. Rogers back then. Mr. Yeah. Rogers is like the – it'd be like, in my opinion, it'd be like Mr. Rogers opening and doing an OnlyFans. It's like, what the freak? Yeah, get your money, but
that's
I mean,
like that final chapter of your life. Like,
Break the
internet real quick, get this cash.
and like I can't – fault him for it. I can't blame him for it. Honestly, I feel like I do the same thing.
He's just
not showing anything.
He's doing that to promote a show?
Yeah, I mean, in every single one of his OnlyFans things, it's hashtag Ricky Stenicki. That's his new show coming out. Yeah. He does the hashtag inside of there. But, like, a lot of people are mad at it because they're like, yeah, he's obviously not doing anything. He's not doing anything sexual or nothing like that. So, yeah, but the people that he's promoting, the site that he's promoting is OnlyFans, and the people that he's promoting it to is like a bunch of underages and stuff like that, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what the show is about. If it's a kid show. If it's a kid show, I don't feel like that's appropriate.
It's not a kid show, no. It's from what I heard, I haven't seen any videos on it, but I know Andrew Santino, he's the co-host or one of the hosts on Bad Friends podcast, he's in the show. And apparently it's like two kids that grew up together and they had like made up like this imaginary friend. That way if anybody would ask about something, they'd be like, oh yeah, me, him, and our friend Ricky We've done that. Me, him, and Ricky, we went there. Ricky has this, so he had a Lamborghini growing up. It was like the fake friend that had everything. So, like, they always seemed cool. And so whenever they got older, they're like, they had like hire somebody to pretend to be Ricky. And that's John Cena that they hire. And he's like a bum sort of just playboy type philanthropist.
Have you seen the drama going on with Ryan Garcia, the boxer?
I don't know
much about it.
I don't really know much about it either, but I have Twitter. So anytime you pop up in Twitter, one of his things pops up. He said he has proof of people being in the woods. He said he has proof of aliens, like all this kind of stuff.
Well,
but
he's talking about, you know, Alex Jones, right?
Alex Jones.
He was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
But
making frogs gay. But Alex Jones, he infiltrated it and recorded secretly a thing called Bohemian Grove, which is kind of like a private club thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a lot of rich celebrities and stuff. But he recorded like a whole little ritual thing. Like they have an owl statue.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, apparently sacrificing like a fake baby to it or something.
Really?
I think it's based off of some deity. People don't know if Ryan Garcia is on drugs, if he's just acting crazy to promote his fight with Haney.
Mm-hmm.
Haney, I think.
Yeah.
But he tweeted something saying he was tied down there and he had to watch them touch on kids.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
On one of the tweets, he said the reason why he's in the circle or whatever, he said, because that happened to him. He said it happened to him at 2 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it happened to him at 2 years old. Yeah, he said Bohemian Grove Street, whatever it is, he said it exists. And apparently, I've seen...
It exists.
I've seen the Bohemian Grove or whatever. I've seen it on like a cartoon one time. Mm. They were saying like, I remember they were like, at Bohemian Grove Street... The humans, the lizard people, the aliens, everybody, they all meet here. They all sacrifice. They do this. That I've heard of it before. So like whenever I saw the tweet about it, I was like, why does that sound so familiar? But I've heard of it before. I don't know anything about it. But
I mean, I think people are comparing it to like the Illuminati stuff. Mm. Like it's just one of those. I think it's a secret society.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things you could talk about it all day long, but you're never gonna have real.
Yeah, you'll never know. You'll never know the actual like the nitty gritty.
Sneak into it.
I mean,
I'm just kidding. Don't hear this. Somebody.
We can try. We can try, but I'll be honest with you. I'm a solid 270 pounds. I ain't sneaking nowhere.
My phone case is breaking.
Is that your merch?
No.
Oh, phone case. You should have bought your own merch phone case. It'd still be intact. You don't have phone case merch?
No.
Oh.
No.
I feel like your people could probably...
They're probably good.
Yeah, I feel like they could get that in the works. That shouldn't
be... But I mean, I just don't think people are going to buy
it. Probably wouldn't be like the craziest quality or nothing like that. Yeah. Unless they can get like OtterBox. OtterBox, Leigh McNasty phone case would go crazy.
I just don't like OtterBoxes. They're too bulky. But I broke it. I was driving.
This is OtterBox.
Is it?
Yeah. They got like jail cases.
I like this one because it's got the little magnet
thing. Okay, yeah. But,
I broke it because I was riding my electric bike at night, and my phone flew out of my pocket and hit the road.
How fast are you going when your phone flew out?
28 miles an hour.
How do you use that electric bike often? I know you said you took it to the gym that one day.
Took it to church.
Oh, you took it to the church, yeah.
I sing at church.
Took it to church that one day. Hallelujah.
I took it to church, and it was 3 miles of riding it. Still had more than half my battery left, but...
So, whenever you ride it, do you have to wear a helmet and all that? Okay, so it's probably the law, but you just don't have it.
Man, they can't catch me.
Oh, and that's one thing that I think about, like us riding around with like helmets or something. For your bachelor party, it sucks that both day those slingshots were being rented.
Well, I don't think we're gonna rent those. We're gonna rent the ATVs, like the side by side.
I think Evan looked at that place too. I think he called that place too. Because Saturday they were all rented except for like two of them.
Yeah.
I thought that would have looked cool, us driving around them bad man pajamas.
Yeah, I just don't know what we would have done. We would have
literally just drove around. That's literally it.
I think we would have rode it around for like 45 minutes and been like,
all
right.
I think they offer like hour rentals, something like that.
I feel like we would have done it and been like, would have been kind of cool to keep my $100, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I would have to pay for Devin, too, so I would have had to pay $200.
Well, I mean, I don't think you'd have to pay for him. He'd just ride with you.
Nah, man, dude. If you there's a time to drive around a slingshot, like something like to experience something like that. Devin actually said they're like $20,000.
That's it?
Yeah, he said
like street legal vehicles.
Yeah, he said you got to wear a helmet when driving those things.
Well, I mean, when I worked at my last elementary, when I was teaching,
yeah,
there was somebody who used to pick their kid up in a slingshot, and they never wore a helmet.
They said they're practical, like they're not as expensive as you think they'd be. You can get a 2,000 and 2,000.
Shoot, this 2022 one is 8,000.
8,000?
Shit, I'm not gonna go buy me one.
I was at Devin said he had $20,000 for like a brand new one.
Well, now I'm getting pictures of actual slingshots.
Okay. Oh, dude, how cool were slingshots growing up?
Mine sucked. Dude, I had one.
Really?
I
know y'all always had those those BB guns. Y'all had those little, the cock'em sock'em BB guns.
Cock'em sock'em.
We had freaking slingshots, man. Like, you get those slingshots.
Huh? You had a good slingshot.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mine was like a wooden one that sucked.
My daddy bought me and my brother both slingshots. We used to go outside and get acorns and just put loaded up, and we would just like practice with my dad's like his little bow and arrow target. We would just like sling acorns all day. Oh man, we used to love slingshots.
The BB guns, I think, where I started getting into hunting though, because I was a murderer.
What do you mean?
Kill birds.
When?
When I had a BB gun as a kid. So, I killed woodpeckers, blue jays. I killed a squirrel.
You might not want to be saying this on a podcast. That might not be legal.
I was a child.
Okay, but it still might not be legal.
I'm guessing.
Okay. You know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is.
I had a whole MySpace page of my kills.
If you could say how many pictures, how many trophies, how many kills.
Bird trophies?
Yeah, how many eliminations.
How many shoulder-mounted birds I had?
If you say you could have a kill streak, what kill streak would you be getting off these birds?
I can remember some. I killed the first one I ever killed. I tried so hard when we lived out in the woods.
Yeah.
I tried so hard. I just couldn't kill a bird. But I remember the first day I killed. We got a picture of me, little fat lay.
Yeah.
With my BB gun holding up like this, and killed that one. It was a little brown sparrow. I'm not proud of it now. Looking, if you're thinking I'm just a murderer, I'm not. Maybe I am. Sorry. But like now, I'm like, dang, that was kind of terrible.
I mean. You're you know what I'm saying? Your brain was developing, you were growing, it was just things you was doing at the times.
When I hunt now, like I'm eating, I'm taking all the meat.
Yeah, you hunt for meat and stuff, yeah.
It's just, I mean, but back then it didn't click. I was
Do you think you could have got like an AC-130 off the birds you eliminated?
Yeah,
or do you
I think
a UAV?
I got the Predator drone, I got a Harrier.
So but no nukes?
I chose chopper gunner.
You weren't dropping a nuke though.
I dropped a nuke.
You would drop
That's 25 kill streak, right?
That's 25 birds. That is 25 birds. Do you think you eliminated 25 birds in your day?
Let me talk about how demonic I was. I think I killed a sparrow.
Demonico? Okay. I was going to say, what the frick is Demonico?
I think I killed two woodpeckers or three. I tried to kill one of those big redheaded ones. I kept missing. I always wanted to kill
He didn't even know how close he was to defeat. He don't even have no clue.
I killed two blue jays. They're like the size of chickens. They're big.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe not really chickens. They were about the size of CC, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big chicken. That's a big blue jay.
Two blue jays. It was. I didn't kill those. Never mind. A friend killed those. We don't have to talk about killing birds.
Yep,
I'm gonna go to prison now.
I would say, yeah, that's what I said. I'm not even sure.
I was like 13, something like that.
Yeah, he was. This was way long ago. You know what I mean? He can't be held accountable for any of this.
Man, watch just wildlife and fishery shows up and takes me to jail.
I'm like, man, dude, this is that's AI.
That's
AI generated video.
Do is kill birds.
Oh man, You know how you mentioned a while back that you're wanting to start, like, maybe one day getting into music?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today.
XQC, I was watching him yesterday.
He's a singer?
There's like something, some sort of AI program that he was using yesterday.
Yeah.
And, dude, he would type in
XQC sings.
Emo, BPM, 180 BPM, freaking techno, like all sorts of different tags. And then he would just like just press enter, and it would make an entire song, and then it would literally sing the song out loud. Like it would, and all of them sounded great.
Really,
they all sounded insane. That's like he did one time. It said, he was like, make me a Jamaican country song about, cause he got his car, him and his girlfriend broke up and he had a McLaren and she sold his McLaren.
Yeah. They were going through legal stuff with who owned it, right?
Yep. She sold his McLaren while it was like in locked up as an asset from the marriage or the relationship or whatever. And, he was like, make me a Jamaican country song about a woman that stole my car. I mean, my tractor. He said it like that. And, dude, it sounded great. It sounded actually really good. What'd you say?
Yeah, I think that girl was going on dates.
Somebody drove his car.
Yeah. Wasn't she, like, cheating on him or something? What was that up? I do not care about XQC because he apparently reacted to one of my videos and said it was stupid.
So screw that guy.
I don't care about him. I don't remember what happened.
I don't know exactly who cheated on who or like what started the stuff. All I know is after all the court procedures started taking place, unless the picture was just painted this way, she just went crazy.
I was going to say, I think she pulled a lot of like lies, but there he had proof. She was going in his phone, deleting texts or pictures, stuff like that. I don't know. I don't follow that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough situation. I mean, there's only so many McLarens in the world. I mean, you go to sell somebody's McLaren, as famous as XQC is, it's gonna get back around to him.
How much is a McLaren?
A McLaren? If I had to guess, I mean, it's gotta be one of the more expensive cars out there. I'm saying if you want to look that up, let me see.
I still want to find out how much a slingshot is. I don't know if it's, I don't even know if it's $8,000.
Oh, I know one of your favorite movies of all time is Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
They're coming out with a new Planet of the Apes movie. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen much about it. I was gonna ask you about it, because I'm sure you know about it if you want to tell us what you think about it.
Yeah. They're also coming out with a new Kong and Godzilla movie I'm hyped for, too.
Really?
I love Godzilla.
It's going to be Kong versus Godzilla?
No, I don't think so. Because at the end of the first Kong versus Godzilla,
yeah,
they became friends. They respected each other after their fight.
Okay.
But this one, they're teaming up, I think, to fight a new threat.
Is it Cyborgzilla or whatever that thing was?
No, that was on the first Godzilla.
Okay, that was on the first one? Okay.
Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right, Mechazilla.
The new Planet of the Apes movie I'm hyped for, I don't know what to expect. It's with Caesar dead, the main character. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I really don't. I think it's a couple of years after, because if you don't know, the virus that made the monkey smart makes the people dumb.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes Planet of the Apes make more sense, you know.
So like the people become the monkeys and the monkeys are the educated ones.
Yeah, and now people are wild beings running around and it looks like, and the trailer is like the apes are capturing people, but I know what's going to happen. It might not happen on this movie, but in the very first one, there's a small scene and it shows like a TV and it says, man's first man mission to Mars has launched. So what's going to happen is eventually they're going to come back around to that little scene.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come come back from Mars.
The man from Mars are going to come back. Yep. So it's always going to be like a full circle thing. Yeah, like the Earth is legitimately going to become Planet of the Apes. And then the people from Mars are going to be pretty much going to be aliens to the monkeys.
Well, they're going to be like, man, I think it takes 6 months to get to Mars.
How long after the last movie does this one take place? How many years?
I don't know.
I was like, because
told me, but.
I mean, if it's the same generation of monkeys, I mean, if it's a different generation of monkeys, then they've never seen intelligent human beings. So it would be, that'd be something good to witness.
I just don't know if it's going to be a whole new cast of monkey people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It ain't going to have like Koba and all them.
Koba's been dead.
Oh.
Yeah. He died in the second one. Caesar died in the last one and his son died. He had one more son.
Caesar Jr.?
Well, Blue Eyes.
Oh, okay.
He was a blue-eyed
man. God dang Caesar Jr., man.
But I'm excited. I'm trying not to watch many trailers if there's a movie I like.
What? I love being, not spoiled, but I love being like, I love to get anticipated. I don't think that's the word.
I can watch a trailer, but then they come out with like these final trailers and stuff, and they give away so much. I think I watched too many for the Godzilla movie. I was like, oh, I already see what they look like.
It's like Lance, like whenever it comes to like anime and all that, Lance doesn't watch any of the trailers at the beginning, like because whenever an episode starts, it'll have like a little recap of the last episodes, and then there's like a beginning trailer scene type deal. He always skips past that because it always gives stuff away, and he's not wrong. I done piece together. It's crazy that you say that because a lot of movies nowadays, the trailers that they release to hype, build the hype for the movie, is majorly the whole movie just sped up. Like they show most of the big parts right there in the trailer.
Yeah. But I watched more. I didn't mind watching the Planet of the Apes trailer because I said it's like a whole new world now. So yeah. I don't feel like I'm spoiling too much.
It'd be a lot to digest as well. I would say I was gonna watch that new Dune movie. Have you watched the first Dune?
Oh no, I didn't even know what Dune is.
You don't know what Dune is? It's
sand
got
people, huh?
Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya.
Chalamet. I just don't care about Zendaya. She's a great gal.
She's a great gal.
Just, I mean, my thought is, what's so special about her acting? I mean, she's good. I guess I don't know.
I mean, I've watched her in Spider-Man. I just don't want
Tom to get jealous if I'm watching this girl. You know?
Exactly. You respect Tom too much.
On me, you know?
You respect Tom way too much.
Yeah.
Is it you like him as a celebrity?
Tom?
Yeah.
Didn't he just have a movie where he was getting humped by a guy?
Tom?
Yeah. I think he did.
I know Zendaya just had a movie where she got humped by two guys. I don't know about Tom.
Did they break up?
I have no clue.
Oh.
I'd have to look that up. But yeah, I mean, I remember I saw a tweet. It was like a clip from a movie where Zendaya was like laying down on a bed and two guys were laying down beside her. And I guess they did the nasty, feel me?
I wonder how actors feel about that.
And it said Tom right now watching the movie just showing like this. just
hey babe, about to go pretend to have some sex. Love ya.
How would you if you were okay, so you're wanting you love the fact you love the idea of, you know, getting into music and maybe one day getting into acting and all that kind of stuff. If you say, for instance, your significant other became an actor as well, and if she had a scene like that, how would you react?
I don't know.
What if it's a D-list movie and she's not getting paid a lot?
Dude.
I'm not talking Avengers. Like this is our first ever movie.
Well, earlier in our dating life, we were talking. I was like, I'd love to get into acting. I don't think it's gonna happen. You never know. But she was like, well, does that mean you might kiss somebody? Blah blah blah. I was like, I don't know how it works. I said, I don't have to. I don't got to.
Exactly.
But I could see how that could be weird because, I mean, if my significant other was having to sit there and do some things that look like sex and sound like sex and kind of it might be sex, I don't know if I'm for that.
I feel like the difference is the movie. That's why I said – if it's like a D-list movie, her first time getting into film, like I'd be like, no way, man. Like, you could take a role where you're not getting, you know what I mean?
I think if it was like they were making a couple $1 million and they had to kiss somebody, I could probably just.
That's what I'm saying. If she's on the Avengers.
Watching the movie and you skip this part. Skip this part.
Like, imagine she's in the X-Men and she's Jean Grey. She's got to kiss motherfucking.
Maybe they could just edit me. If like she just kiss Wolverine, put fat me with my man bun and sideburns, I kiss her instead and go.
So
back
to... would you be Wolverine? Would you be fat Wolverine?
Yeah. Call me Badger.
Let me see.
Badger man.
not the honey badger either. Just a badger.
Go for boy.
That'd be so. My God. Okay, if you saw yourself as a superhero, who's your most like. Related to like if you could actually see yourself as a superhero, who would you be?
I'd want to be that Beast guy from X-Men's.
Beast guy.
Yeah, turned the blue Beast guy.
Oh, the blue Beast.
The monkey guy. I don't know.
What was his name? Beast?
I think Beast.
Yeah, I think it was Beast. Yeah.
I'd be Obi.
I was thinking of Nightcrawler for some reason cuz
I think they're both blue.
Yeah, he's blue, yeah. Nightcrawler's sick. I think if I had to I'd probably be similar to Fat Bastard off of like Austin Powers.
A superhero?
I mean,
you said superheroes.
Oh yeah, true. Okay, I was thinking of a movie star. A superhero. Can I be a supervillain?
Sure.
I'd be
Penguin.
No, I'd be that egghead dude. The supervillain from Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big fat motherfucker. That would be me.
Yeah. Speaking of the Godzilla movie, that'll come out. Because I'm going back to Demolition Ranch to shoot and stuff. That's where I met like Chuck Liddell and them.
Mm-hmm.
Going back there on the 28th in Burney, Texas.
So you said you're going to have Evan going up there with you?
He's going to try to get off work. Okay. But the next day, Godzilla comes out. So I might
You're going to try to see it up there? Big cinematic like film places up there in Texas, don't they?
It's a pretty place. It's right by San Antonio.
Have you ever watched a movie in there before?
No. Do you know
what do they call those, like IMAX theaters, or is it something else?
I think so.
It's the IMAX theaters. Yeah. I've seen I don't know if it's like just I feel like it's special movie theaters, but I've seen like where people have like massage chairs and like beds and stuff
I've heard of that too. Dude, if I could find a bad one, I would fart for tears of joy.
I could if you're farting in my movie theater while I'm trying to I'd be so sad.
But sometimes going out, just being around people, even if I'm not talking to them, I'm like, okay, I'm socializing. I'm not really. We're just breathing the same air, and some of the air around is stinkier.
See, I get, thankfully, you know what I mean? People come watch my stream. Like, I feel like I just get all my socializing out of the way with that. I just feel like once I'm done with that, I'm like, dude, I'm done. I'm drained out this thing. I'm conversationed up.
Yeah, I feel that. I don't think mine's the same. I like being around people and having conversations. But
I like me and you had this conversation before. I like hanging around people as long as I'm not in charge. Like, I hate having to feel like I have to entertain a group of people. I hate having to feel like, you know, if just is this guy having fun? Is this person, are they enjoying themselves over here? Because dude, they're not gonna want to hang out anymore. They're not like.
I hate having to ask. You got anything you want to watch on the TV?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. We talked about that with Eric. When Eric stayed at my house, I was like, I don't know how to entertain him. I don't know what he likes. He was like, I'm fine with it.
And that's a good thing about Eric. He just told you, hey, man, I'm good right here. Yeah. Legitimately, I'm chilling exactly what I'm doing.
Just turn on Barbie movie and I'm good.
Bubbing to the Barbie movie. and see, the good thing about Eric, you just go back, play your games. You can go lay down, take a nap if you want to. He can just sit there, play whatever he wants to play.
He plays a lot of games on his phones, it seems like. But I let him play my Switch, and he was...
I'm the exact same way. I'm not like games on my phone. I got Tetris on my phone, and whenever I rode with Gabe to Texas, dude, I played Tetris for like 4 hours straight.
Well, in my truck on the way back from Oklahoma, Eric got Reed on his tablet playing Balloon Tower Defense 6.
Oh, God.
So I ain't gonna lie, when I got home, I was like, I might check
it out. You go ahead and download it, check it out.
So I got it, and I will say it's pretty addicting.
I know that, like, whenever Reed's on Discord, if his daughter's like, Dad, just, Millie, go get your tablet. Seriously. Go get it right now. Leave me the yuck alone.
I've wondered what I'm going to do if I have a kid, because that's the go-to now, is people are like, here, shut up.
Yeah.
To where, I don't know. I don't know if I want my kid to be kind of like us. I had to go outside and play. I don't know if I want my kid to just be drawn to a tablet. Not that we didn't. We played PlayStation and stuff, so.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. We had tablets at our age. Like, a Game Boy Color was a tablet for our age.
But I don't know. I didn't play Pokemon until, I don't know what age, but it wasn't 7 and 6.
Dude, I remember playing. I remember having the original Game Boy Color, and I remember playing. It was like a Pokemon Black cartridge. It was Pokemon trading card game. This is like before like Red and all that even came out. It was just a trading card game for Pokemon. I remember playing that on the original Game Boy Color. It was lot of those.
I think I might have been in like third grade when I got one.
But did you start with the Color or the Advance?
Advance.
Advance. I mean, oh,
was Pokemon Crystal.
Gotcha. Oh, such a the best Pokemon. Such a good
dude,
one.
Dude, I wish I could go back in time and just not remember anything.
Play it over again.
Yeah. But no, if I have like land and stuff and fun stuff to do outside of my kids, we'll go outside.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Sit inside all day long. But no, that definitely seems like a cop out now. But I've heard people, I've said this before, and I've heard people say, wait until you have kids. You'll be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want a YouTube kid. A kid that really? Just scrolls on YouTube.
All yeah.
That. Plus, they can see all this kind of junk that a kid shouldn't see.
I know. I mean, my niece and nephews, like Tristan, he's old enough to now where he's on a phone, you know, texting friends, stuff like that.
He's older,
yeah, that's when he's old enough to where he's just like, yeah, he's a preteen now. He's doing his thing. My middle one, he's sitting there. He's the scroller. He's the YouTube scroller, the iPad, the tablet, the games. And then KK, she's the one that doesn't touch nothing. Yeah. She is in your face.
Front flips off the slide.
Yeah, she's in your face. Come here with me. I want to show you this. Come here. Let me show you something. Come here. Like, it's... You go to my brother's house, it's a full, like 180 degree turn, depending on what kid you're talking to.
He's got lost and he's fighting the Roomba.
Fighting the Roomba. He doesn't yuck with electronics at all. He fighting Roombas. He fights vacuum cleaners. He just broke their flat screen TV in their living room. Like, he does not like electronics like at all.
From Wild Thornberry.
I swear.
Don't do that. He seems like he's got that quiet serial killer vibe.
Who, Lawson?
Yeah.
Just. No, he's a crazy one. He's a psycho. You don't even know what's behind his eyes. He's only like three.
He can move his eyeballs all the way around.
But he threw that fire truck or whatever truck he had and broke the TV like nice. On purpose.
He's a destructive kid. I don't know. I was weird. I remember I woke up. I don't think I woke up. I just remember one weird kid memory I had.
You just stayed sleeping?
No. What do you mean?
You said I woke up. Actually, I didn't wake up. You just stayed sleeping.
Just snoozing. No. You stayed asleep. I got out of bed. That's a weird kid memory, and I just started flushing stuff down the toilet. I just flushed Q-tips, all kinds of stuff, and I was trying to jam a whole shampoo bottle into the toilet.
Because your mom told you not to put Q-tips down the toilet?
No. I just remember I woke up and said, I'm going to flush stuff. And I just remember mom coming in there. She didn't fuss at me or nothing. She just quietly took it, led me back to bed.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm
possessed.
I was going to say, could you have been sleepwalking or something?
It could have been something like that, and maybe that's why she didn't say anything. I think she was just like, oh, let me handle this.
She probably just woke up at 3 a.m., just saw you, just heard you flush the toilet for the 70th time. Yeah. She just, let me go in there and see what's going on.
And I know I might have been sleepwalking. I can just remember it. Because mm-hmm. I know I had one that I remember. I just went to mom's room and just stood at her door. She said, what are you doing? I said, it was like late at night. She was in bed reading. I said, I was coming in here to see what she was doing. And she said, you want to get the bed with me? I said, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I just walked in and slept.
I wasn't like Haley, my sister.
Yeah.
She had night terrors.
Really?
You didn't know about that?
No, I had no clue.
Wake up. You'd hear her go, yeah, yeah. And she would just start crying and walking around the hallway saying, I want to go home. And we'd be, but it creepy now.
Yeah.
But like, we were just so annoyed. Like, we would be sleeping and wake up to her
just
walking.
Just again.
And mom would be shaking her saying, you are home. And she's just, I want to go home. Super weird. It's weird that kids do that. I wonder why
think she's ever done that while I was there. Or I just slept throughout it and just didn't.
When she was going to start, she would just start. And it was just like, oh, God.
Here it goes.
But
she's like a weed eater just, yeah. Or a chainsaw.
I wonder why kids go through like weird things like that.
My brother was a sleepwalker. My brother one time got up out of bed, got up out of his bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning, walked out of our house, walked to our grandma's house next door, knocked on her door. This while he was asleep. Knocked on her door. She came and opened the door. He just, can I have Oreos? Mm. And just right there, Momo said that he was at the kitchen table, just eyes closed, just eating Oreos.
I just Googled it. It says sleep deprivation in kids can cause that. But I wonder why it's just kids, though.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it is just they're brand new yeah. human beings trying to, their bodies getting adjusted to whatever the freak's happening and maybe just figuring it out.
Brand new. Lil Wayne, Tyga. You know that new song they came out with?
They came out with a new song?
I don't know if it's new.
Oh.
But Lil Wayne's got a pretty cool verse.
I'd have to hear it, but no, I don't think I've heard it yet. No. I'm not a big fan of Tyga. Lil Wayne's my favorite rapper of all time.
Lil Wayne's verse in there.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's
YG's in it too.
YG. Okay, yeah, YG is top tier.
Brand new money, brand new hundreds. Got a bunch of zeros like a bag of new Funyuns. That's one of his bars.
Brand new zeros like a bag of okay.
New Funyuns.
Now I haven't. Like I said, I'm just not a big fan of Tyga.
I don't listen to much rap.
You don't listen to much rap, you said?
Nah.
I'm just still stuck on old music. I'll still turn on, what's it called? I'll turn on 3 Days Grace right now. Just the the entire 1X album. Yeah, you can crossfade. Yeah. Anything like that, honestly, yeah. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Pandora or whatever and just type in like crossfade. Type in yellow card. Type in red jumpsuit apparatus. Anything like that, and it'll play songs that you forgot ever even existed. Oh, yeah. And it's actually a really good vibe.
Well, how long do you think we've been live for? Because I'm probably about to have to bust out this bit and go.
Yeah. Everybody that's watching right now, it's literally like 9 p.m. It's late at night. We had a busy day today, so it took a little while for us to get the podcast started. But we got it started and we got it finished. Everybody that's here, thank you very much for checking it out. This is episode 2. I can't thank you enough for coming and showing us some love. I appreciate it. Lay, you got anything to say?
Make sure if y'all want to help some brothers out, go to our Spotify page and make sure you rate us so we don't feel like losers.
Please, give it a rate. Lay It Out Podcast. Get rated 5 stars, please. We would appreciate it. And then make sure on the YouTube, make sure you like, comment. Comment below and ask us questions. We will read your questions out loud live on the podcast. We will read out your questions and answer it. We'd like to get a little segment where we talk to the people that mess with us. So, yeah, if I ain't got anything else to say, Lay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, man. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.